views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
True Believers, David Hickney. We've got a special in-between season episode right now. About a month ago, I went to C2E2, which is the Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo, I guess is what it's called. Anyway, I went there looking for Sheila. I heard rumors that she might be there or that there might be mole people. Apparently, there are a lot of different creatures that show up at this thing. It was crazy. I didn't put out the episode yet because, well, quite frankly, I didn't want the government to track me. Any kind of paper trail is an issue. So you can't have it out there right away because the government will find you. So now that it's been long enough, I've zigzagged and swerved and double-backed and double-blinded and all that stuff just to keep the government away. I can now share with you some of the interviews I did at C2E2 looking for Sheila. Here's the first interview.
Great. I'm fantastic. All right. We're recording. Okay. This is David Hickney, Freak of the Week, True Believers. I'm at C2E2. It's the Chicago Comic-Con thing, yeah, whatever. I'm here with a couple of people. What are your names?
Marlena. Jessica.
And Jessica. And Marlena, you've got like a glowing blue thing on you. I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's my arc reactor because I am Iron Bell.
Iron Bell. I'm sure that makes sense to people that have watched movies and stuff. I don't. I try to stay away from that things. So, for the Freak of the Week is about kind of strange creatures. Have you ever witnessed any kind of strange happenings or creatures that are unexplained?
Occasionally, I've seen a bright light that looks like a UFO in the sky.
Okay, that's scary. That's scary, guys. How about you?
The Loch Ness Monster's twin brother.
Does it have a name?
I didn't ask.
Should have gotten a name. Always ask for a name. Always ask for a name. Have you ever heard of anything like a pork lore? You ever heard of pork lore? No? Okay. How about sound vampires? You ever heard of sound vampires?
Wait, what was that? I might be one.
You might be a sound vampire? Why do you think that?
Because I steal people's music.
Illegally?
No, of course not.
Okay, I don't know if that counts, but that's good. Part of the reason I'm here is I'm looking for my wife. Her name is Sheila. She was taken by the mole people. Have you seen any mole people recently?
I think I have.
Okay, where did you see them?
Across the way. Yes, they're across the way.
I'm doing the backwards thing with the microphone. I'm sorry. Okay, so you saw them across the way. Now, I want to ask if either of you have seen my wife. She's about 5 foot even. And then 5 foot wide, but very bony. She has orange hair, like Mandarin orange hair. And one of her eyes is blue and the other is brown. Have you seen her?
I believe that's whose arms were flailing in the air as they carried her away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. This is David Hickney, Freak of the Week. I think Sheila might be here. I'm going to try finding her. Thank you. Thank you again. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it turns out that was a false alarm. The woman had tangerine orange hair, not Mandarin orange. Can you believe that shit? Who would have thought that somebody looked that close to Sheila, but their hair was different? Anyway, the search continued.
I don't know how to use this thing. Jimmy, you didn't tell me how to use this thing. Okay. Hi, this is David Hickney, Freak of the Week. I'm at C2E2 in Chicago. It's a thing. Nobody can tell who I am, so it's fine. The government won't find me. And I'm here with, what's your name?
John Carlson.
John, that's great. What are you doing here at the con?
Just checking out everything. You know, heard Lloyd Kaufman was going to be here, huge Trauma fan, and, you know, been coming every year for the last, like, 4 or 5 years.
That's great. You're wearing a leather jacket. Makes you look like a badass. Badasses are good. It keeps, you know, it makes you feel safe when there's a badass around. So that's a great choice.
Yep.
So are there any, like, strange creatures that you've ever noticed in your life that people don't like to talk about, you know, like a Bigfoot kind of thing, but not necessarily Bigfoot?
Like, just in, like, day-to-day life?
Yeah, anytime. No, you haven't? Like, so, one thing that we've talked about is that there are these spiders that work for the NSA that spy on us. Have you ever noticed any spiders looking at you funny?
Nah, I haven't seen any spiders looking at me funny. But, you know, now that you mentioned it, I've noticed that, like, you know, whenever I'm watching TV, like, you know, sometimes I see this little, it's like a little orange troll that sometimes appears on, like, news stations sometimes.
TV trolls. We haven't talked about TV trolls before. Jimmy, we haven't talked about TV trolls. That's scary. Do you have any idea what they do?
He basically just says whatever comes into his head, I guess. Just, like, all this, like, random crazy shit.
Okay, true believers, this is scary. There are trolls. Orange hair. You said orange haired, right?
Orange skin. Light blonde hair.
Orange skin, spray tan trolls on TV. This is not good, true believers. We got to keep an eye on that. One last thing I need to talk to you about. My wife was taken by the mole people. Her name is Sheila. Do you know any mole people?
I don't know. It sounds like something you might want to look into, like, you know.
You might have seen her. She's 5'0", 5'0" wide as well, but very bony. So there's not like a lot of meat. It's just like a lot of hip. Orange hair, like citrus orange hair, and one blue eye and one brown eye. Have you seen her around?
Nah, I ain't seen anybody.
Shit. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being on Freak of the Week. I'll talk to you to the True Believers later. Fun fact, Jimmy is my proxy. You know, the person that does all the things in the real world for me. He's also the one that edits these episodes. So if there's anything fucked up, it's Jimmy's fault. The search continued. I'm going to start recording. Okay. Hey, everybody. It's David Hickney, Freak of the Week. Talking at C2E2, the Comic-Con in Chicago. And I'm with, what's your name?
My name is E-Rod. Not cosplay, but you can call me E.
E. Okay. And E, where are you from?
I'm from originally from Australia, but I live in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, very cool. So Freak of the Week, we talk about different creatures. Have you ever seen any weird, strange creatures out there?
Oh yeah. You go to Cleveland, they're everywhere.
Oh my God! Like what?
The hobos. They kind of walk with this weird limp. I don't know why they have this like limp. It's part of like the hobo thing.
Yeah. Hobo limps.
It's like a requirement to have a specific voice.
Okay.
So you're kind of like, hey. Instead of saying, hey, can I have some change, whatever, I need to get the bus, I need some food. It's always like, hey, you got some change, man? It's like a requirement.
So you got some change, mate. That's crazy.
That's kind of one of the freaky things that's just normal in Cleveland.
Right.
Aside from that, if you go to the area called Lakewood. Cleveland area.
Uh-huh.
It's a very liberal place. So everybody's it's almost like a Comic-Con or a convention of some sort,
mm-hmm.
but without the convention actually set up, it's just the towns like that.
Okay.
One of my favorite places to visit.
Lakewood. And are there hobos in Lakewood?
No.
Just in Cleveland.
Just in, like, if you go more east side of Cleveland.
East side of Cleveland.
So you need some hobo stab insurance.
Hobo stab.
And a hepatitis C shot.
Have you ever seen a hobo with a shotgun there?
No,
never shotgun. No. Okay, so one of the things I'm doing while I'm here is I'm looking for my wife, Sheila.
Right.
Yeah, the mole people took her. Do you know anything about the mole people?
No, I can't tell you where your Sheila's at.
Okay, so maybe you've seen her. She's about 5 foot even,
okay.
And then 5 foot even across, but okay. Very bony, so it's like all hip. Orange hair, like Mandarin orange, and then one eye is blue and one eye is brown. Have you seen
Holy
anyone?
Shit, that is very specific.
Yeah. Have you seen anyone that looks like
that? No, you said wide, 5 feet wide, all hips?
All hips, yeah.
So, does she use a boomerang to put her belt on?
Actually, I used to put her belt on.
And once in a while, we try to yo-yo. That was like bedroom stuff. I don't like to talk about that.
I like it. Freaky
awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah, really freaky stuff. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Hey. I wish I could find Sheila. I mean, she's got to be out there somewhere, right?
Okay. I hope you find Sheila. If I see
thank
her.
You.
What's your name again, mate?
David Hickney.
I'll be like, hey, David Hickney, he has a luchador mask on right now.
Oh.
And he's looking for you.
Yeah, thank you. So, thank you so much.
All right.
What the fuck? Guy's got to, you know, give away my cover? Telling people what I'm wearing? That's crazy. What the hell? And guess what? Turns out, apparently he was making fun of my wife with the boomerang joke. I don't get it. What the hell? You know, she's got hips. That's fine. She's a natural, real woman. I honestly don't know what the hell that guy's problem was. But the search continued.
Hey everyone, it's David Hickney, Freak of the Week. We're at the Chicago comic thing. And I'm with, what's your name?
John Valentine.
John. Hi, John. Where are you from, John?
Terre Haute, well, Shelburne, Indiana.
Okay, so you're from Indiana. So you're here at this C2E2. What are you doing here at C2E2?
Cosplay.
You're dressed as a...
Judge Dredd.
He's a cop of some sort, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, Freak of the Week's about, like, different creatures and stuff. Have you seen any strange creatures lately?
Just myself. That's it.
Wait, you're a creature? What kind of creature are you?
I'm just a freak.
Just a general freak?
That's a general freak.
Jimmy, we found a freak.
Yep. I'm a nerd. I'm a freak.
Nerd freak. Okay. Also, what I'm doing here is I'm looking for my wife, Sheila. She was taken by the mole people. Have you seen any mole people around?
I've not seen any mole people.
Okay. I'm going to describe Sheila for you because she might be here somewhere. So if you've seen her, let me know. Sheila is about... Oh, that's very loud. That's very loud. Sorry. Sheila is about 5'0" and then 5 foot wide, but she's very bony. She's like all hips. She's got mandarin orange hair and one blue eye and one brown eye. Have you seen anyone fitting that description?
I have not seen that.
Shit. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing the interview. Freak of the Week does want to find Sheila because she's my wife. So we'll hopefully find her. Thank you very much.
So that music that you heard from Nowhere for You came out of a creature, True Believers. It was a person's body, but the head was not a human head. It was a speaker. And you know, the weird thing is, you'd think that if you live your entire life with a speaker for a head, you would choose better music to come out of your head to live with. Anyway, the search continued.
Hey everyone, it's David Hickney back with Freak of the Week. I'm at the Chicago comic thing, and I'm here with, what are your names?
I'm Ryu.
Ryu.
Cammy.
Cammy.
I'm also Cammy.
So, you two have the same name, is that, are you like cousins or something?
I call her Cam Cam.
Cam Cam. So there's Cammy and Cam Cam?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So where are you from?
Geez, where is she from? I'm from Ann Arbor, myself.
Ann Arbor, okay.
Oh, I'm from Britain.
Britain, okay.
I'm from Japan.
Ah, so Ann Arbor, Britain, and Japan. Very diverse. It's interesting that you two are related, but from other countries. So, Freak of the Week is about different, like, creatures and stuff. Have any of you seen any strange creatures around lately?
You know, there was a ghost in my hotel room last night when we were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my god, what was the ghost like?
Well, I kept picking the cards that he chose because he had really good answers to all of my black cards.
Like, what kind of answers?
One was a mysterious force that cannot be explained.
Oh. That's scary. How about you? Any other strange creatures?
I have seen, right now I'm seeing Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head. Oh, there's a head with a pyramid. Okay.
Yes.
At least it right there.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Right there. Oh, God. We're seeing all of
my... By head. Bob Ross.
Oh.
Just next to Bob Ross.
Oh, my God. There's Bob Ross monsters here, guys. It's a painter ghost thing. How about you? Any weird creatures?
I saw Zangief shave his back once.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds awful. Just awful. All right, the last thing is I'm looking for my wife, Sheila. She was taken by the mole people. So have you seen any mole people around?
Not since the end of the first Incredibles movie.
Okay, I don't know what that means either, but I'll have to do some research. Jimmy, look up the Incredibles movie. All right, how about you?
I'm currently living with one right now.
You live with a mole person?
Yeah.
Could you describe the mole person, please?
Sleeps in his room and then disappears.
Is my wife there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to describe my wife. Tell me if you think my wife is there with the mole person. She's about 5'0".
Yeah.
5'0" wide, but very like bony, like it's just like a lot of hip. And she's got mandarin orange hair, like the color of mandarin oranges, like the canned ones, not like the fresh fruit. And then she's got one blue eye and one brown eye. Have you seen her?
No, I have not.
Damn it, must be the wrong mole person. How about you, have you seen her?
I think that I saw her digging in my backyard. I think she's one of the mole people.
What?
She, like, didn't even have a shovel. She just had, like, webbed fingers.
That's Sheila. She has webbed fingers.
She did say that her name was Sheila.
Oh, my God. I have to go to, what was it, Ann Arbor?
Ann Arbor.
I'm going to Ann Arbor, True Believers. For Freak of the Week, this is David Hickney signing out. Thank you.
So that's what I did, True Believers. I went to Ann Arbor, Michigan. And you know what I found? I found a mole person, or at least the mole person they were talking about. Turns out there's two kinds of mole people. This was a person that was just covered in one big mole. Obviously, the mole people I'm talking about are people that have traits of the animal mole, not the skin thing. Anyway, went there. Sheila was not there. I tried. I'm still looking for it, True Believers. That was all the interviews from C2E2, but if you know where Sheila is, or if you have any information on Sheila, please message Jimmy on my proxy on Twitter, on the Freak of the Week handle, the David Hickney handle. He's the one that takes care of that, because I don't go on the internet myself. And just remember, if you don't know what Sheila looks like, maybe I'll have like a sketch made, like a sketch artist make a sketch. But not a police one, because, you know, government. But for now, I'll just describe her. She's 5'0" wide, but very bony. She's not, like, flabby or anything. She's just very bony. A lot of hip. You know, it's almost all hip. Mandarin orange hair. Not tangerine. Not clementine. Mandarin orange hair. One blue eye and one brown eye. A brown eye. Just, I miss looking into my wife's brown eye. So if you have any information, True Believers, let me know. Season 2 Freak of the Week will be coming soon, but until then, the search continues.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.